Hey, this is Luke. Welcome to Lure It Up Podcast. Powered by Basel D Magazine. We'll be interviewing local creatives who were in and around the clock for the Popover season and beyond. Join us on this journey as we go behind the scenes of what makes Popover, Popover. Welcome to another special episode of the Lure It Up podcast, powered by Basel D Magazine, recorded and produced by Robbie at Nameless Productions. On this very special episode, we discuss the music industry versus Popover and how it influences it. We do a deep dive on the 2022 Popover season and give our thoughts on how it could be better. Joining me on this very special episode in studio is Miss Pan and Robbie Niles, who you may know as the producer of this podcast. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Lure It Up Podcast with Basel D Magazine.
Okay, so tonight we have a very special episode joined by two very special guests, Miss Pan and Robbie, our producer.
For the first time,
for the first time ever in the booth.
First time you have me over here in the booth.
I know, right? And because we want to speak on a very important subject, which is the state of the music industry in Barbados, specifically the soca industry, and what we would have seen across this past Popover and what we can hope for in the future and going forward, what we can expect, and maybe give some people an idea what it is that we should expect from our soca industry and how we expect it to grow.
True.
Yes. Okay, so let's start the ball rolling with, what do y'all think about soca this season? Like, I know some people have given it some very positive reviews where they say they like the songs this season, but I personally found that while there were some good songs, that a lot of the musicality was missing, as in people not leaning into their craft, people not understanding what it is that they should expect when they're doing music. People just want to make a quick buck. They just want to get into it and get out. Have your name in the lights. Don't do anywhere in terms of like vocal training, learning music, anything of the sort whatsoever. So it's then coming out in the music, and then also on the production aspect, you having people not being able to produce properly, like songs not coming out properly mixed, songs not coming out well done, like where you could, the music is sitting on top of people's voices. There's too much stuff, and we've been doing this for quite some time. Mm-hmm. So it's really quite interesting to see this still continuing.
I think personally, like, well, from listening to a couple of people, yes, it was rushed. And I think that people want to blame it on COVID, but that's a poor excuse in my opinion, because we always know when Popover gonna fall.
Right.
And to me, is your, regardless of if there is a Popover or not, to me, you can still be working on your art. And to me, rushing and just bringing out any old thing and expecting your song to get far is very weird to me. Because as you say, vocal training and all that is play a big part, because y'all have so many shows. Sometimes 6 facts could be in a day.
Yep.
And then your voice tired. We can't understand nothing you're saying. Even from the jump when you bring out the song. So to me, all along in those 2 years that we were basically put up, I think that people's artists should have been practicing, because technically, and to say realistically, a lot of them do anything other than be an artist. So to me, to say you was just laying at home is laziness. So to me, practicing in that time would have been necessity. And to me, if we look at the international artists like Voice and Blacks and all these different people,
yep,
cast, they were bringing on music all the time.
Yep.
Them they care trying to have a carnival or not, jump up or not,
continue,
because
no music.
At the end of the day, that's how you make money, that's how you become better. And in that time, you could have been bringing up music, practicing, because a few songs coming out realistically, and you could have been booming. Certain songs, like people didn't know, like Peter Ram's song came out in Pumping, came out in 2021.
Pumping, 2021.
And people thought that was a this year song,
yeah,
so he may hear it on.
Yeah, exactly.
So I just think that artists need to take their craft a lot more seriously and not wait till, say, because a lot of songs came out in June.
A lot came out in June.
May and June. And that's ridiculous, in my opinion.
In my opinion, too.
I think we had over 420-something songs in the system alone. Some of them came through the studio. others I know that came through from other sources. Very, you can't cram so much music into 2 months and expect your songs want to cut through. I mean, you shouldn't. You know, there are 365 days in the year, and I don't see why Soca artists, or any artist for that matter, can consistently drop songs throughout the whole year and give the people what they've been asking for, which is good music.
Yes.
When you have 400 and something songs through the system, by average, you're going to cut that in half to about 200 songs that actually make it onto maybe a playlist or make it onto a DJ, their computer. And then from those 200 songs, you're going to weed through to about 20 songs.
Yep.
Then after those 20 songs, there's only going to be 4 songs really that might actually go on to the next year and the year after that. We've always had this, that's always been our culture. People only would do music if they think they could win a car.
Yeah, and it's laziness and being not wanting more for yourself, in my opinion. Because if you look at it, no, there's so many carnivals. No, you can't just limit yourself to Barbados.
That's right.
Join our crop oval. There's St. Lucia.
Yep.
Right after the Spice Mask.
Yep. It's Grenada. Yep.
And then Toronto.
Toronto.
Caravan is literally the last lot week.
Right.
So literally you could be flying in and out, doing all these performances, but because you know brain out songs, when these people don't book it, then people saying smart.
Exactly.
Let me know nothing about you.
Let me know nothing about you. Let me hear nothing about you. Exactly. Because then would have done but the people from early.
Thank you.
So Antigua too as well.
So to me, limiting yourself to just crop over and then saying that people don't take soca artists seriously or people don't push soca. People can't push you if you don't push yourself.
That's
or
right.
You don't make the effort to like launch early. It's the same thing with literally everything surrounding crop over. But in music especially, there's too much to out there now. Like St. Lucia's so big now with carnival, all these, you cannot limit to just Barbados. Cannot. Yeah. St. Lucia music is be out early and we don't know the songs. There was a guy, DJ C4, and he plays so much music that people didn't know he didn't care because he brought down their music.
He's very DJs, right.
Puffy and them can't count when the music
exactly.
On when they bring it
when
out.
When they bring so it out. Like, when they doing nothing different.
Drop early. Oh no, when it should be bringing out on the next year.
Listen. Oh no, it's like there was a year, I keep talking about this.
2015.
It was the best year. That was yes. One of the
best years. For Miranda, he's nothing so good yet.
This is the bar that we should constantly be striving to reach or surpass.
People just lazy. Like, we expect people to always do the work for us. We expect the radio stations.
There's so much to it. If I'm being a producer, I know most people know me as an artist, but being a producer throughout this crop over season, this has been like my first official crop over. And I would say it was a bit chaotic. Just to manage the expectations of certain artists versus their budgets or what they want. And I think that's the major problem that people will be facing, the budget versus expectations versus the timeline you want to get your music. Oh, you know, if you really want to jump on the curve early, like Pan was saying, jump all known, start to release it now, or even start to contact producers, contact the writers, contact the mixing and mastering engineers.
Vocal training is a big part.
Contact recording engineers. I would say that recording engineers honestly play an important part, an integral part to recording and making music. And I know a lot of you guys do it in your bedrooms and that's okay.
Yep.
But, you know, if you're sending your music to me to be mixed, you know, you cannot discount the fact that a recording engineer will really carry you to the next level. Because if you're sending your music to me to be mixed and you have crickets in your background, or you have all your chains and all these accessories that you're hearing jingling and, you know, all the breaths and everything like that, that people will be listening to, which can be easily solved if you had a recording engineer who will be telling you, okay, well, what's your diction here? Your pitch is a little bit off here. Let's do this. Let's correct this so that you get the best possible product. Like, I'm going to be very frank with you guys. You know, garbage in is garbage out.
That's right.
So you have to start correcting and then have a chance to cut through all of the saturation. And, you know, I wouldn't say that it's only our industry or a lot thereof that we have a very saturated market. The whole world is saturated.
Yeah, everything's saturated.
Know? So, like, you have to do what you can to put yourself in the best position possible in order to cut through.
That's really simply it. That's really quite honest. And as you said, people don't take it seriously enough that. And the same thing you said too.
I would say that some people take it seriously.
Yes, some people take it very seriously. That do come through.
Yes, type songs.
Yes.
I would say I can vote for Peter Ram.
Yeah, Peter Ram.
I mentioned Peter Ram, like the pumping song. Like, people thought that was a this year song because that was booming. Yeah. And why? Because it was all ever since.
It was all ever since. And he put in the word. He was singing at his shows and he was going out there. He was making sure people know it.
I worked with Ram this year and I would tell you. And, you know, if you ever listen to this podcast, we're around on Super Link, so that'll be Gorg and then And those are my main collaborators, especially throughout this cardboard season. And those guys put in the work. Like, those guys are animals when it comes to getting the sound right. And that's S-O-U-N-D, not the song, the sound right. And, you know, Ram will come in here, Ram will cut the song, and he will go at it till he gets it right. When you have been around like he has for so many years and has the experience that he has, you know, you will understand. You know exactly.
You know,
he will communicate to me. He will talk because, you know, he will go into the actual studio that, you know, has an engineer there who he trusts. And then he'll be like, okay, well, I'm going to cut this song. We're going to do it till we get it right. I think that's what's really, really missing from a lot of the soca songs this year from a technical standpoint, like, you know.
Yeah, because you could not really understand what was being said. People just
talking. Yeah, that's a mixing issue.
People you know, just that's bubbling up and saying because it was good.
Right.
But realistically, when it came to say, like, what is going on? And I think that people would, if there was actually these, so if there was actually soca royale, a lot of people and a lot of popular songs would have suffered because they are marked based on those things.
There's certain criteria that they're marked on. They would have been marked down.
There's a lot to it. I would say before you even get to the soca royale standpoint, you know, it comes down to the actual performance. So, you know, I've worked with artists and I've recommended that, you know, you go and you hit up a vocal trainer to really improve on your craft. You know, it might be a little bit hard for you to take in, but I'm only going to give you the best advice possible so that you get the best product possible, because the worst thing you ever want to do is to put out a subpar product. And I will be honest with you, the public doesn't know what a good or bad song is. They know they know what a standard is. They don't care about if you can't afford this or you can't afford that. They're going to compare it, because once you put it on a streaming platform, you put it on YouTube, or you put it on anywhere, radio stations, or even in DJ's hands, you know, they're going to be like, okay, well, I just listened to a Marshall drop. Marshall sounds like this.
Yep.
Why is your song so softer? Why is your song, why can't I hear your vocals?
But point. And that, we were saying last time, we're like, even with the DJs, like, them is like, the song too low.
Bro, because, you know, DJs will be struggling with music that is not
there. And then properly. They will just not play because they're not playing exactly. That extra word to get your song to sound like a song. Because
as you mentioned, is that if I have a mashup and I have to pull you afterwards,
I got to play the mashup.
That's right. Because I can't move into your, I can't easily seek into your music because it's bad.
Yeah.
It's not properly mixed. It's not properly done. The quality is far lower. It's like, what am I supposed to do with this?
I mean, I guess they're like, I will always say to artists, there's like maybe 5 to 6 steps in making an actual song. And people think is though, you're just going, you got a song, be like, I can go and cut it now.
Right.
Yeah, beat off of YouTube, everything blast right now. That's actually not what happens, especially in the soca world, I would say, after being involved in it. You have to start with the inception of the song. So whether you go and you contact a songwriter or you write the song yourself, it'd be like, okay, that's like the inception. That's where it really starts from there. So like the recording and the production process will come maybe simultaneously. Or sometimes you will get the producer first, and then you will go to the recording engineer afterwards. Then when you get the song recorded and the produced, then you go into the mixing process. Then from the mixing process, you go to the mastering process. And then after you complete all of those steps, then you will have a song. And I guess a lot of people look at most of their budget making the actual song.
True.
And then they don't have the money to market it after that point. Now, music is a very expensive sport.
Incredibly expensive. Right?
And you have to know, if you're in it, you have to be in it. Now, you can't half-ass it. You got to be in it. Do it correct. Do it properly. I would say always give yourself the best possible chance. Because, you know, life is pretty unforgiving and the public could be unforgiving to you. You know, so like if you go to a fat and your song, you're like, but I can't hear my song. And a DJ tells you, well, listen, man, you know, I ran your song through the system. It wasn't hitting the same dB as a Marshall or a Kerwin song. And, you know, that's a mastering issue. Maybe you should go get the song remastered. Don't take it as an insult.
Take it
as a man trying to give you some actual real advice, you know? So I would tell people, I encourage people, please don't skip any steps. If you know that you are not a songwriter or a producer, please contact or find somebody who can give you the best product possible. And if the person tells you to go and hit up some vocal lessons so that you can go and perform the song properly, not only in the booth, but live performances
on stage,
as well.
Yep.
Then, you know, mainly really make the investment to do that. I mean, if you don't do it and your voice is blown after like 1 or 2 shows, then what do you do then?
Yeah, because people don't understand. As you say, it's very expensive. Music is a very expensive thing to get into.
No, yeah, it is.
People think you could just jump in the booth, sing a song. You release the song, you put it on the radio, and that's it. And you're supposed to get instant fame after that. Everybody loves you. Everybody plays your song, but
everybody want you to perform.
The marketing is a whole different ball game. And then you have to make sure that it's available on platforms, because If I'm putting your song to a reel or TikTok or something and I can't find it.
That's ignorant.
That is pissed me off.
In these times, especially when social media is such a big thing, there is no way, as Luke was saying, that I should be able, that I can't go on TikTok, I can't go on Instagram. I shouldn't have to cut this on myself from somewhere else.
I should have to download it from YouTube
and then
put it into app to extract the audio, to put it to a reel, to upload it. That's madness.
Realistically, that's what booming. Reels, TikToks.
That's what it is.
Nobody don't care.
Yep. They want to hear it.
I was on Apple Music so long trying to find half of these songs.
Yeah.
And I only find them not at Crop Over There.
Not at Crop Over There. I would have to be in the fet with my Shazam on. And then half the songs not being picked up because you're not anywhere. So they can't pull you on Apple Music. They can't pull you on Spotify.
I think a lot of artists don't understand that these actual DSPs, all these are available to everyone.
Yes.
And you can literally just go and sign up on like TuneCore, DistroKid, CD Baby, the works. You can literally go pay 10 US and get your songs distributed.
I'm so glad you said that.
You know, you can literally just help your fans engage with you,
because
if they like your music, and that's great, so they need to be able to find it easily. If they can't find it easy, you only have 10 seconds to impress somebody.
Yeah, if they can't find you,
if they can't find you, they're gone with you.
So I ain't got to play you. You name 4 or 5 times in different ways.
So many different ways
to try and find you. Something get me mad as hell.
There's no way. I literally only found, if the podcast was on Monday, I find the rest on like Wednesday.
Yeah.
By putting in the studio names on here.
Wait, I shouldn't have to be,
because the average person does not know.
I should have to look for the producer or the studio to find the song.
Too late.
And they're coming out, just as you say, it's too late. It's like multiple problems compounded. I can't find you online. So glad you gave the names of how to get it distributed online, because my God.
This podcast, just shoot me a message on Instagram, hit me up or email. I will happily assist you, because just help them to help yourself.
Because everybody wake up this morning and think album was everywhere.
Okay, that's how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be pushed out like that. It's supposed to go on like instantly.
Lazy.
Everybody's very lazy, but you're very right.
Album has set a very high standard.
As it should.
As it should.
As it should. The last one too. Yeah,
definitely. And you know,
as it should.
I like to say this, you know, the artists that are not really involved in the more popular genres, or the ones are now bubbling out, the genres are now bubbling out, they really set themselves really high standards, because they know that the world out there is very rough, and you have to conquer it or don't come at all.
Exactly.
So if you have like CJ and those guys, you know, I big up to CJ, big up to LR, all those guys, those are my guys. They will come with music that sets a certain precedent, a certain standard. All of the music are on Spotify. Just
as it should
be. Music, Tidal, wherever you name it, find the music there. So like, you know, but I like that LR song, like that then song, boy, that one with Gigs. Yeah, that song hard. You don't have to look too far.
You don't got to look far. You don't got to be digging up to find it.
Years on, but the radio,
I shouldn't go do all that in this big 2022.
And I think that is weird, because like, we didn't know some songs till we at events and people performing. Like, where'd that come from?
Who's this? I didn't know you sing this. Like,
you I sent you something, and you was like, who is that performing?
Right, exactly.
Who is that?
Who this body is? And that was late in the season. That was the 27th.
And that is ridiculous.
Imagine that.
Ridiculous. And then we get on the talk calling programs and say that Beijing late, who's the late? But we can only like, who find out the song, and who coming early?
Exactly.
Because Beijing is funny, you know. Beijing is very funny. See, when Mobi first come, everybody was like,
yeah, what's this? You know, asking and them face and everything.
But
so
it was all popular song.
Yeah.
And it was out early.
It was out early.
Because Mobi was old since struck up. And he performed. I'm not gonna lie, whoever is his manager and all that thing,
marketing very well.
Out early. And that's what you need. You need to be out the blocks. Even if initially, I'm saying is, Beijing's, what y'all was saying, Beijing's can't take criticism. Because even initially, when he was performing, when he performed, he old songs, and he performed Mobi, people were there like, okay.
Dine saw me at all. He went and he performed that the whole season. Dine saw
me, but the average person will come down up on Twitter or Facebook or somewhere. I made some shady comment, and be just like, I don't know you on that. Because But I don't.
But most important, you have to have self-belief. That's the first thing.
He surely had it.
He very much had it.
Because bitches were not receiving.
You're
going to
get a lot
song.
More no's than yeses. But look, I would say that his song is one of the four songs that will continue on.
And the year after that.
He getting every kind of vote for him.
Yeah.
Most have self-belief. But apart from the self-belief, just remember all the things I mentioned before. Have a good song, a good written song, producer, mix, master. Don't skip these processes, because if you go there and you give me a garage band song, it's gonna sound like a garage band song.
That's gonna sound like a garage band song.
You know, there's so many good producers in Barbados. We have world class producers here easily. They're in this studio too. Close brother of mine, Chris Rose, multi-platinum producer. Like, you know, you can hit up these guys up anytime. Just can't correct with the budget. You know, we don't work for free.
Pay the people. My thing is, artists just want to get paid, but then want their songs
want
done.
The song
done
produced for like nets and nothing.
Not necessarily.
So it's like, oh, the studio producer. But then, as you say, when the song isn't properly fleshed out, it's mad. There was a soca song I listened to years ago. I would caution her, she didn't get vets. But she had a good song. This is like 2015, you know. Mm-hmm. And she had a good song, but it needed fleshing out with a lot more drums and stuff to bring it out. And she didn't have that. So when she performed, it kind of fell flat because it's like, I love that song. I like that song bad. Mm-hmm. But it did not have enough on the back end, and somebody, one of my friends, was saying the rock attack. Exactly, my friend was saying she just didn't put the money in it to get it done
properly.
Maybe
she needed to find a producer who would give her a watch. But you know, at the end of the day, when working with artists, I'm being an artist myself. You know, they like what they like. So
yeah,
if it pleases them, you know, it's good. But it's always good to have someone on a have a team first of all. Good to have someone on your team who will, you know, challenge you sometimes. Plays devil advocate. So like,
it's okay to play devil's advocate, but like we were saying, patients are so sensitive.
Artists?
I would just say that anybody that does any form of art doesn't have the music. It's very, very sensitive. But
they're just over this world.
I think the way the world going, everybody is sensitive.
Yes. Everybody. Them, especially the artists. You can't say no. You see how sensitive the DJs is when you say when they go play the music, them mad as all hell on Twitter.
Truth be told, when you say A, you gotta say B. Because these DJs like who them like two.
True.
But
I can't say ye or nay about
that. I will say so though. I used to be at the facts.
No, because okay. I go outside. I love soca. So I can understand the argument when people come and tell them, like, dog, we want to hear Sam. We want to hear
Which is great. I mean, I saw, like, they just really were fighting hard.
This is the first year I've seen people begging.
Begging for local music.
This is already touching. That is great. That's fantastic. I've never seen that.
I've never seen that before.
I don't know. But people were really fighting for the music. And that's great.
Really and truly. The next problem was, all right, we only hearing two popular songs coming out of Trinidad as well, because Marshall ain't brown nothing. So we only hearing Voice and we hearing the Black song.
That's true.
Then we hearing Circles and Tree Cat songs. Then two Bajan songs, and then that's the loop.
Yeah.
So technically the bracket this year really and truly was real small. Like to work with, like, Marshall ain't brown nothing. Kes had one or two songs, but they're still playing his old songs. Yeah.
Because his whole songs are very good.
Exactly. So be just stay late. Really, truly. If I hear Falling one more time, if I hear Circles another time, and if you just stay late, we're going to do one plugging your phone.
Yeah, they've got more attitude.
But there's a lot, I would say, you know, maybe promoters want a certain playlist played. So they might tell the DJs, okay, play these songs. I think that possibly could happen. I've seen that happen.
Yes, it happens.
Yeah, it has happened.
Because I do have friends at whole events, and they can tell you, look, this is a dancing cruise.
Yeah.
Right. Play dancing music.
Yeah. Exactly.
But realistically, like, the last event that I went to, which was, Soca Washdown, the guy C4, I'm going to love him on Instagram. As I said, he did not care. He played Lucian music, Vinci music.
Very right.
If you tell me dancing music, it does not have to narrow just to... Exactly. I get back to 2014, I get back to 2013, 2015. Y'all have the music on your laptop. And I'm saying only because Bajan's bring it out late. Or realistically, there's so many other songs. Take away from Bajan's bring it out late. Take away from the songs not being produced or mastered properly. But there's so many other songs that you can use on your in your sets. Mm-hmm. Other than me hearing, I could go to a fest today and tomorrow is the same thing. That's what people say. No,
that is what happened during the last set. I was like, I hear the set already.
So, the question you pose is a multifaceted one. Mm-hmm. Right? Because, you know, I would say, the promoters having their own playlist, that is one thing. They're not saying, you know, it goes back to the point about the songs not being done properly. Mm-hmm. You know, but there's still, I would say there's still like 20 songs that were really well done.
Yeah.
That could have been played.
This is why I have brought a question to you. Yeah, so like last week, what was your favorite song? So
Peter Ram. Yeah, Peter Ram.
Rich is which was my song. Luke could tell you the video of me dancing.
That
was,
don't leave me. I think to me, that was the song.
And I felt like nobody, and Bob, I was saying somebody else. Only me. Like,
right?
So that's what I stated when you said that. That was your song because I was like, that was my song.
In terms of like, what I guess, you know, in the genre, what was missing is like a lot of live instrumentation wasn't really there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Peter Ram brought two with like live instrumentation. I think the Red Boys did that one as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, kudos to them because they always get it right because they know how to get it right. Correct. They have a formula to stick with the formula. And you know, if it wouldn't hurt for you to follow that formula if you want to be a young up and coming artist. Or you could, you know, you give me a call too.
But yeah, as you say, they really fleshed out. They gave it a lot of body and that you were
because
not...
Because he didn't skip the steps.
You weren't hearing exactly. Right. He didn't skip the steps. They didn't skip the steps like this. So it was a well-fleshed out song. Because you got... story to it, you know? It's like you got into it. Pumping.
Forward.
Really, really like pumping.
Pumping
got way more for it. Don't leave by
like literally everyone. It was my song for this year, but it's because...
And I'm not so come on, but that's
because what people, as I said, people did not know that Pumping was not from this year.
Mm-hmm.
So every ad to me that related to Soca, even when he did personally his the I Love Crop Over stuff,
right,
all the different things, Pumping was the song that was carrying him with the different ads. He actually performed Don't Leave Me coming out to the end.
He did.
But that's what people wanted. People wanted to hear Pumping.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I think Pumping got a lot of forward. Like everything, even when my friend was looking for
stuff.
My song
best, but if you play like 10 Peter Ram tracks in a fat, you know what I mean? Like you can't really fault a DJ for playing 10 round tracks, you know? Because if they're all hitting certain, you know what I mean?
There was I
mean,
you know the song that he had is Soca Revelance.
The Tribe. Oh my God, I love that song so much.
That
ain't went nowhere. That was 2017. I got Scorched that year. Scorched Breakfast.
Excellent.
But he brought out so late that year though. He brought out mid to late July. But that was the song. That was
It's certain songs that I usually shout people would just bring back out again.
Yeah, he need to bring that back out again.
I didn't feel originally that when. What is his name? Waltz brought out Champions of Colors.
That's a good song, you know. That's a good 4-day morning song, you know. That he should need to bring that back out again. Like,
I think
he need to carry that back in studio and remix and remaster that and bring that back out. Like, it brand new.
Excellent.
I have a couple of favorites. Like, I would tell people, Luke always says to me, you know, I'm not a Soca man.
Yes.
Don't look for me. Lamentably. But there are some Soca songs that I would say that really set a good precedent, you know. Like Peter Ram this year, very good, you know, but Super Links had they Barnesville Give It To You.
That was
Super Links that did that. Yeah. And I worked closely collaborated with Gorgon then, right? So he dropped a rhythm this year too as well. Very good. Go check it out, go peep it. But you know, Hollaback, Too Sweet.
I was sorry that he didn't come out this season. I hope he brings
I don't know, but that song, if you wanna listen, I mean it wasn't 2015 golden year, but I think that came in 2019. But that song was if you wanna listen to a Soca song that's different, go listen to that one, you know. Like the lyricism
everything was just
the melodies and the actual production as well. I think Basic did that one, you know.
So I think so too. Yeah,
go check that. There's certain songs that really will keep going and going,
as you said, that could stand the test of time.
Like, that's a major key. You want a song that will stand the test
that could
time.
Be last talk, because a lot that was a complaint with a lot of songs this season. It kind of blended sonically with like 2018, 2017, 2019 songs. It's like I can't necessarily set this places definitively in 2022. But songs like Peter Ram's songs, like, okay, this is a track. I know where you're this from. Yeah, he had a really good
year. He's a location guy.
Yeah.
Great. Good track.
Location was excellent. But tell me, Location came out too late.
It came out too late too. Yeah, he needed more push too. But
well, you see, it's really hard. Like I said before, when you got 470 songs.
I love
it's hard. It's hard.
But what he is an excellent performer. So what boosted his song eventually is when he starts. Excellent. Excellent. So that's when he started to perform, because when he first saw him was Soca State of Mind.
Soca State of Mind. Yeah, Soca State of Mind. Those events are really good to bring those
so people. So to me, that's when people started to be like, wait, you got a song?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they realized, wait, you got another one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they said, so, oh, these songs good, you know? That type of thing.
And then he started going on the radio, and then he started playing on the radio. So, and special mention to the girl that I was talking to y'all about last week, Renee's. Her song was Renee's real good. Boss, property.
Yeah, yeah. Right, boys.
Yeah,
excellent. Her song was excellent. Yeah, as well.
she did an acoustic version with Tyree.
She did.
And she can sing as well too. Yeah, like, she can sing.
That was really good.
She
know?
Could sing.
She did the work. So right. Yeah. But those are people who, again, who do the work. You know, who know the musicality.
I can tell you, she definitely didn't skip any steps.
Yeah.
Listen to me. Exactly. Like I was telling you, like speaking to her, she knows what is like what you said. What is needed for an artist to make sense?
Right.
Like, to reach all the take all the boxes. Yeah. To me, she knows. Even though she's young, she on whoever is her manager, whoever like in behind, she's
right.
telling she like no
was
do.
The right thing to
know
do.
No, what going on?
What I would say to artists like her, and I think Shantae as well.
Mm-hmm. She was excellent. She's excellent.
Don't drop the ball. That's what I would say. You know, like, come on.
Party nice again.
Keep it going. Keep
yeah,
it going,
don't
you know?
Keep it going. She needs to go. But she, I mean, she was Julia Monner right. 2019. I think she won it again. This
party time. Nice again.
Right, party nice again. Yeah, she's good.
Yeah.
As you say, finding a good right here is key too as well. Like, yeah. Make sure you build up a song that sounds good. It doesn't just feel repetitive or boring. Yeah.
Tion wore a trigger.
Right. She's good. I really
trigger her Krabova. So yes,
she is good. I would give Pull the Trigger that. She is good. Trigger. I'll give Jack her jacket. She's very good. Her pen game was strong this Krabova, and she has a lot. So exactly, her right hand was good. So I would give her that, and I think that more people should lean into that. You know,
I think people should agree to give her a call.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And so raising the own songs,
I wouldn't stop you not to write your own songs, but maybe collaborate.
Well, yeah, learn.
Season writer like her.
Good NCF just got songwriting classes. Good
head
them.
To toe.
Yeah. NCF got your songwriting that had songwriting classes. Good at one of them. You know, you might learn something.
The problem is, and it's okay to tell people, go to a songwriting class. But you know them thing, and them done hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
And done know what to do.
That's the problem. Say, again, the ego.
I would say also doing a non popular drum in Barbados really grows.
Oh, yeah. That would grow me.
So me being an R&B artist in Barbados.
Yeah.
Really grows.
I too think that a lot of these soca artists can. Transfer it to being R&B.
I would say that most of maybe started genres. Off in R&B and
which is like Tion,
and then they went into soca.
But like for me personally, Nakita would be a beautiful R&B.
Yeah,
I think I don't think there's nothing that she can sing.
Yeah,
she and I also think Fifth can go and sing R&B as well.
Exactly, I don't think she can do that too.
Nakita, Fifth. Tion already, she does that.
Yeah, Marzo definitely could go. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. I mean, well, that's where he and started Michael. From. So,
yes,
wait for Cole, yeah.
And the guy that won Bitch to the World.
Tyreek,
yeah,
don't shoot me for this, but I would not touch him in soca. I would let him flop.
I was just going to say to me, he's not ready soca.
He had,
but his song was great.
Yeah,
great.
He was Bashment Soca. I think he was under a different name called Rika RIQ. It was something. He had a different name. But he had a good Bashment Soca track and he was a wild card, but he didn't get it. It was good. And I liked him and I wanted to say he needs to do it. It was a good Bashment. This was like 2018.
But Marzo is another one that I could sing in soca.
Yeah.
When he performed, he's got to sing R&B songs, that's like, sir?
Yeah.
Go and sing R&B.
But if you know his origins,
go back to Omar McQuilkin, he could go back to that.
Yes. But to me, he's another one that didn't. He had a really good song to me and he didn't get a lot.
Damn. But one of Marzo's biggest shots was the one with Super Links.
Yeah.
He did give it to you. Mm-hmm. When you really listen to that,
and
my man is literally he's singing to you.
Yeah, he's singing.
He's singing a sweet song.
That's why people
don't
love that. Yeah. I think we need to, the genres also need fleshing out, like more, as you say, sweet soca. More Bashment Soca. I really, really like Bashment Soca.
Yeah, sure.
I want to see the genre evolved more. So that's part of this whole conversation is like, I want soca music as a genre to evolve, but Bashment Soca also to evolve because there's so much potential there that hasn't even been tapped as yet. Yeah. But soca, because having a genre of music and trying to build up a whole industry and you cramming this industry into 3 to 4 months of the year, it's just simply ridiculous.
Please don't do it, man.
Simply just ridiculous. It's like
start from January, end in January, and keep it moving.
Just as Pan said,
you
got 365. You need to look at different carnivals.
I personally, They all know I cannot figure out for the life of me what to listen to on my phone. Because the soca sounds are not on the apps. I'm not going on YouTube. I'm missing my data when I'm driving.
Exactly.
Too much work. So right now, truly, I beg you know the radio because I'm not really soca no more. Because I like soca. I am not going to pretend that I am a dance hall bar. Yes, I cannot shoot it down in an event. But I want to hear the music. Me personally, I know there are so many other people like
me. Same here.
I was mentioning the wake up on mornings. When we used to go to, I used to be pumping in onto where the John Doe. So I want to hear soca. I do not mind hearing it every single day. Me, y'all think y'all marketing to people that come out at crop over only, when realistically that's not the case.
That's not exactly.
I want to hear it every day.
People like me who's looking for it constantly.
It needs to move past being seasonal.
For a long time,
I don't get it because genre, if you
at least real, don't hear because don't I would hear. Say
I was just oh, we are not
regionally
not
they take it more seriously.
They're not learning right. from Marshall and,
they're
and,
not,
and all the, and Super
which
Blue
is
and all
so
these,
sad.
These veterans that bring out music every single minute. It's you say that when 3 years back about literally bought two albums.
Yeah, you remember
and
that,
because
yeah.
he know that he have to crop over. He going on tour. He's not touring off of one song.
Exactly,
touring some artists made the majority.
And they could do that. You could go up to Notting Hill Carnival. You go down to Miami.
You
it's like
Carabana.
But crop over the gold standard.
It's so diverse now.
So like, let's say you might not go down to Carabana. You could go You could go Antigua. You could go to Miami Carnival. You could go to. You might not make it down to Trinidad, but there's so many others. St. Kitts. There's Bahamas. There's Bermuda. There's so many others that you could hit. Who are able to say, "Oh yeah, we got this headline out of Barbados with their hit track," and you missing out on thousands of dollars just doing that.
Well, apart from the money, you just missing out on just having the experience to share your music with
and your base.
I think that's the most critical thing.
Because people just bring out sounds to survive crop over.
To be honest,
all the artists, I know my producer friends and my artist friends and my writers, they all agree with me at this point. You know, Barbados only has 295,000 people. When you look at streaming numbers today,
most of us are haters, and that
does not move a needle. It does not get you paid. So yes, I love Barbados bad, but you know, me being an R&B artist and a producer and all these things, I know that my craft has to be exported, you know? So you have to understand that even as a soca artist, just think beyond these shores.
Way beyond months is imperative.
I want soca artists to consider themselves like Burna Boy.
Yeah,
consider
global
yourselves
artists.
Like as anybody because once you start to focus and start to hammer in, okay, this is what I need to do. This is a year-long thing. This is a full-time job. This is not, okay, I can go sing two songs, go into competition.
You're getting a 10 amp, right? I make it up.
The only genre I would say that could even stay in that lane or you could even evolve is the calypso. That won't be a most as streamed as soca because that's a very niche
that's
genre.
Incredibly
which,
niche but
which is okay
it's
but
right.
I would still say even as a calypso artist please put your music on the platform so that all the older generation
which is what I would reference back to that channel that Sheen had. I don't know if you know about it.
He would mention it once in a while. You mean on YouTube?
Yes.
Yeah.
All the music to
he
me
would put
all,
the,
there,
yeah.
all the performances.
Yeah, for sure.
But a lot of people ain't digging out like me for that foolishness.
Right, exactly. Right. They would see him talk about
just
every once in a while
just,
on
you
Twitter.
Know, just put your music out there to be available.
Please, for the love of Christ.
Yeah, I want my TikToks.
Because that's another thing too. So like, with you know, I did the BTMI media fam trip. So I'm watching those people putting out reels afterwards and they're using trendy songs. Yes. So let's say 9 out of 10 use a trendy song, and that's because the music just isn't there.
And they do not know.
So they don't know. So
they
there's nothing to connect.
Not looking for your studio
so yet. Let's say that they're using Shazam to say, "What's this song?" Because they might not want to ask. They might ask somebody might not know that type of stuff. Because nobody in a soca donkey like me.
Right.
So you know, you're not finding it. You don't know. So it's like, let me play in soca. Then a mashup song pop up. It's like, let me go with that. So
people
it's
digging up.
Exactly. So then
I
when
was
these
trying
people,
to do my crop over recap and I could not
that's the same thing. I was like, my gosh, I can't get none of these
don't
songs here.
You ain't put me in you
we don't have any pictures.
You're a liar.
We have one picture on Kaduma Day and we don't have no videos.
Move yourself.
I only got a video you working on at Awaken. So that anyway the music just isn't so I want it to be there. So it's not just for us. We the Bajans, the Sokas, Donkeys. It's like the people coming in for overseas, they want to connect with you. They want to carry this music back. They want to say, I had this great vacation. I listened to this. I gone back stateside or
the
Europe.
You,
and you,
because
and
when you
I can't
to,
connect.
You move to the other genres like dancehall or R&B or even hip-hop. All of our music Because we know that there's no competition for us.
But I am not using no gunman music to my soca face. Exactly. Like, so, y'all know
get this stuff on there.
To market, y'all need to put all y'all stuff. So, like, for me, even when I travel to the different islands, I use their songs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on there.
This stuff is on there.
I mean, like I said before, artists, just go TuneCore, DistroKid, CD Baby. Go there, any one of those will get you what you need. Literally just pay $10, just 20 Beijing. Just do that and it will save you headaches.
Trust me, because people are not looking for the studio. Yeah, because again, I'm interested in the music aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I will look and see all this studio that you got Noise Boys, you got Red Boys,
mm-hmm.
you got Green Shanty, but it's like not everybody's going to do that.
Right.
So...
But much people will know.
Will know that this studio is behind it. I should look for this studio name.
Green Shanty.
There we go.
His name wasn't even on it. It's the Good Service Rhythm Green Shanty Productions. Nothing about him is on it.
Exactly. So that's really madness when you think about it. And imagine that for people from overseas. And you want to connect. Who's Green Shanty? You don't know that this produces all that type of background stuff. So it's very, very important. And if you want to get soca recognized as a genre,
soca is a recognized genre. It's just that I wish more would take it more seriously.
Yes, I think that's it. Maybe it is that they don't take it seriously enough for themselves. Like they don't believe in it enough for themselves that you could treat it as a throwaway thing. That is like, oh, you know, I can be an artist, put out 2, maybe 3 songs for Crop Over. And then after Crop Over, then I don't even promote it. I don't push it out. I don't put it on any platforms. I don't do any real promo.
That's another thing too, guys. You have to promote your songs for at least 365 days.
Can you see that?
You have to give yourself that allow that yourself.
Because if you, to me too, what I find, and I don't know what events, but to me too, these artists don't have to stop performing. Mm-hmm,
no.
I was on the fence. Like right now, some of my friends, I'm going to be right now because... Mm-hmm. Technically, 2 DJs done with that soca thing. Mm-hmm. They been playing it ready no more.
That's true.
They be going straight back into this dance hall, boom, boom vibe.
Yeah.
Gunman. Because that's, to me, we just see Crop Over as seasonal and that's it. We could keep putting these people to perform. Not saying that we need the same 3 artists rotating all the time, like back in Crop Over.
Mm-hmm.
But I do not mind a grateful call at a one-off event. Yeah. I do not mind Mo has got he things because he's very versatile.
Right.
Like Pepe and Sadis, you will see them as well. But I think grateful call, I don't only have to see these people in Crop Over, the same girl, Shantae, Property, all these different, I still think that. But again, if you don't push yourself out there, people can't expect that. Yeah, you ain't home late, no, you ain't want names.
That's another multifaceted point, man, because it goes back to the point I saw people discussing online, is that effect versus a show. I am of the opinion that if you have effect, you don't have any live performances.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a show, only live performances.
Oh.
Maybe a bit of DJing, but get a live band. Give the people that effect. You know, people just want to enjoy themselves with their company, but you know, the whole psyche of a patron changes when they know that they're going to a show. So they expect, okay, I'm going to go and watch this artist perform, which is very critical. So, in the season, like, you know, don't mix up the two, don't confuse people. Yeah,
but to me, if you bring out Brutal, you can bring out the soca artist.
True, because that's true, because you do get Brutal at
all through the year.
What would be all exactly just year. Regular.
But Brutal takes himself extremely seriously.
This is why I say album. When Crop Over done, these people are saying that the soca artist is going to put it up for earlier on.
All of Brutal's music can be found easily.
And he dropped the album and the same time it was available, all were available online. So he takes himself seriously. So, the soca artists need to take themselves just as seriously as that. And as you say, that people don't consider, all right, August 1st done, or whenever the first man in August is, and that bam, and shop shut, and you done with that, them done with that, you ain't carrying down the way, like, you ain't doing nothing with it.
I think at this point, because Barbados is literally Crop Over, we should still, all through the year, I should still be able to find
people. At least once a month, find them in some show somewhere, you know.
Because there are shows. I mean, not fat, so I got.
Right. The only month that music should really done is December.
It's Christmas. Let me get my jingle bells.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But even in independence, you can still pay totally 100% Beijing music.
You can still very much do that. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It is local music. That,
correct. And if y'all are saying that November is Crop Over 2.0,
right,
then... play people music.
But you know, I always bring up this point. I spoke to Luke about it. You know, being in Canada, Canada has a 75% mandate that all 75% of music played has to be local music. That's Canadian music. It just so happens that the biggest artists in the world are from Canada.
Right.
And they position themselves to do that. Why can't Barbados adopt that? I mean, we obviously we don't have the numbers, but we can really get that done. You know, we have artists that are appearing on the biggest albums of the year, Amanda Reefa.
Yeah.
You know, we have Bajan performing at Colors, Lagoon.
Yeah.
We got Din with gigs.
Yeah.
So, like, honestly, and then soca, like, there should be no difference between the soca genre, soca and artists, and the other artists, and the other genres that are pushing themselves. You know, how is it that the most popular genre down here, you don't take it as seriously as the least popular genre?
I was listening to the radio.
Don't make sense to me.
Like, I think just a day, that would have to be the Monday. No, the Tuesday. And the DJ said, I know the town of this, but I saw that I'm going to play soca more.
Oh, wow.
I'm so upset. But you gotta play, because you gotta play.
And this is our music, you know.
Foolishness.
It's really, yeah. It's...
But at the end of the day, you know, I think if the Bajans continue on the path of supporting and pushing for more local soca music to be played, then, you know, I think that would be more beneficial to everyone.
Helpful to raise the bar, because it's an industry, you know. Like, so many people, you could eat a food out for that. Like, you could get way off of that. You could get blue check mark next to your name on Instagram. You could get a lot of stuff out of that, you know. You verify, you taking your songs overseas, you going to all these different places, you really flexing your wings, and you making something of yourself. You creating something for yourself. And longevity, like how many artists, Crossfire and them, that still go on tour in Europe. You Magnet Man, that still do that. Them is my whole set of money.
They take it seriously. So, you know, like I said before, when you go back to the same point, the 20 songs.
Yeah.
And then you narrow down to four. Those 20 songs come from artists that take themselves seriously.
I
wish people would just do it more.
Yeah.
You know, don't, you know, obviously, yes, it's a very highly competitive
market. Yes, it's very expensive too.
And it is expensive. Belief is really what carries you through.
Yeah.
Apart from the talent, is hard work.
Exactly.
And you got to work hard.
You got to work hard. So, late hyper songs, like he's been putting in the work. And you can see it. He's consistent.
He's one person I would love to meet.
Yeah, he is very good.
Hyper songs is honestly a marvel, because, you know, he, not only is he an artist, he's a writer, he's a producer.
Oh, wow.
He's like Justy. He's like me, which is cool, because, you know, this guy controls every aspect of it. So produces quality music, understands his craft to the point where he will never be hungry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, and he sets the bar extremely high for his soca artist.
Yeah,
right, and his songs definitely. I don't even think he cares if his songs blow out here or not.
Yeah, because he's pushing it out.
His fandom is so diverse, it's so big, his reach is so big. It don't matter.
He is one buddy who's taking it seriously. You will find him on a platform of whatever song.
Yeah, and he knows
that.
And you know. I know he went to the vocal coach, because he went the same vocal coach I went to, and Jaretta, who is honestly the goddess of vocals down here.
Mm-hmm.
And she has been on so many background vocals of Soca Season, Beat Galore for years and years and years. And you know, if you have somebody like that who does it, who has the same blue chat mark with his name too, by the way, Lou.
It's true.
You know? And he does it, he takes it seriously.
He takes it seriously.
Marsville takes it seriously. Yeah. Pipe, Sadis takes it seriously. You know, these guys, so like any young up-and-coming artist, or you know, no one's stopping you from putting out the music.
Right.
But just have the attitude that if you're in it,
you're in it all the way. Like,
and you have to be in it all
the way. They are the benchmarks. You say hyper songs on Mars, because they were the earliest to get the blue check marks. And I was like, soca artists with blue check marks, like, this is a step forward. This is something good. Like, these are people serious with their craft, who consist of artists, who keep going through. Yes, it's expensive, but you do the right steps, you make the right things, as you said, the hard work.
Father Phyllis too. Father Phyllis, you know, definitely is a person that I would say that has burst onto the scene.
Yeah.
And
he is consistent, as you said, with his hard work.
He takes it seriously.
Exactly. He is consistent with his hard work.
Burst onto the scene, takes it seriously. Look at him. Look at where he's
going. And that's how far he's gone.
In a joke to him.
Exactly.
It's not a joke.
So he is the perfect example for the new age people.
Exactly.
You know, coming out, it's like, this is where you could go. This is what you could do, and make sure that you chart up there. Of course, Father Phyllis went viral, so with multiple songs. So Yes. It might not be as easy as that with, because I'm not even sure.
But Kat Luckin though, love
TikTok, right?
He knew what his platform was. I know,
bitch, was TikTok.
And he understood it.
He understood it very well. He used that very well, TikTok, incredibly well.
Fantastic.
So you got to know what it is that you're doing now, how you angle it, how you shaping it. I don't even know if is he soca. I'm not sure what.
Imagine he burns on the scene and perform at Tipsy.
Exactly. You got to stage at Tipsy.
In turn, he can always say, man,
within a year.
Yeah.
Within, I think, 2 years maybe? No, a year.
A year. 2021. Yeah.
Yeah. I open for Burna Boy. Come on.
Golly. Imagine that, you know?
Man.
He has a Bruce Amar too.
I
know. I can't remember.
I think he deserves one.
He does, but he is, yeah. Definitely. And he did, he put in the work too as well, because his stagecraft was excellent. So I would give him that. For Tipsy, he was like, he went on the stage, he performed up and down, utilized it very well. So I'll give him that. I was like, okay, this is really good for a young artist.
But you see, so if you just had half, you see all of these, their attitudes are correct. If you just had half of these people with the attitudes with more artists in the industry, then we won't have these same conversations. We won't be needing to be speaking about this.
We will have an actual industry that would be sustainable.
With Father Phyllis, he understands what people like.
Mm-hmm.
And people like, honestly, realistically, how he does stuff is in a sporty way.
Where it's sporty, like, it's jokey, it's like...
To me, not taking himself too seriously, but in front of me and be like, "Sweet girl," he does like everything sporty. It's
playful, exactly.
And I will always say on TikTok, because people literally create hit dances and all sort of different things from his songs.
Yeah.
Realistically, I've never been on YouTube and listened to a song from him. I literally learned the songs from scrolling TikTok. TikTok.
And all the time.
And I remember when the first song, Brawling Calling. That was on Twitter.
That was from a jokey
thing, and that was
my Twitter. Shout out to Shay, man. That was my guy. I think he produced it with Nine.
Really?
Shout out to Shay. Yeah.
But yeah, it bust on Twitter. Remember that?
Yeah. Because that was when Twitter Voice knows how that originally come on. And he was like, here, tune, blah, blah, blah. And then everybody was like, wait, wait, wait.
Yeah.
And then Rihanna was on Live, and she was like, brawling.
Calling. Yeah, she was.
I saw Sean Paul actually. Someone played it.
Yes.
And to me, if there's any validation for Father Phyllis, is that you have Sean Paul, one of the most consistent artists in the dancehall industry, validating your song. Like,
exactly.
If it's Father Phyllis, you can tell me nothing.
Yeah, exactly. I want to hear another one now.
Nothing, be.
Seeing you're open for Burna Boy and Sean Paul validating your songs, what more can you want?
I mean, come on. It's killing the game right now. But yes.
In closing off, is that in this marketing yourself, like this, people need to take it very, very, very much more seriously around Kropova and how we treat the season and how we treat the festival, because it goes back to Kaduma bands. You need to launch earlier, because we were not playing to a Barbadian market anymore. You're playing to international market. So Kaduma bands really should be launching in December, January, February, the latest, ideally November too. Because it's like, you have to let people prepare, let people spend the money, give yourself time for the production angle. And then this ties in with the music as well, because artists, you don't need to stop in August and then you resume the next year in May, June. Does not make sense. The band's launching in November, December, January. You need to be bringing out music the same time.
And up on the stage.
It must be constant. Like, Trinidad Carnival is finished. Let's say you got in February, finish it in March, August, July, band launch season. And that's standard, a consistent thing. Tribe and Human, all them launching July, August. So you don't got no time to waste. And then by December, if so long, by November, October, band sell out, you know. So it's like, we, Kropova needs to reach that point. And as you know, in as much as I hate to compare Kropova to Trinidad Carnival, they set the benchmark of what we should be looking to emulate in terms of the way that the production is. Band hosts should be going year-round. Soca songs should be going year-round. Like, you shouldn't, you know, like, this soca outer season shouldn't really be a thing. Like, you know, that you get a soca fat outside the season. Like, woo, you know, you fussy, you want to go down your road because you don't hear soca. Saying,
I can't wait until December for Andrew to give me my land. Exactly. I can't depend on nobody else.
You can't. Again, overall, it's like a lot of work needs to be done overall in terms of the way that we conceptualize and the way that we look at Kropova, the way that we look at our soca music industry, how seriously we take it, how seriously we take ourselves. I got my best friend Lennon's always say, too close to the pot. Like, we too close to the pot, so we could taste it all the time, so we don't value it. It's not required somebody to come in from overseas, from Europe and the States, to say, okay, this is good, I love this, whether you have this all the time, for we then to be able to pick it up. But It's time that we actually move away from that and start to value ourselves and see the value in what we're doing and understand what it is that we're doing and look to make it better.
Yeah, I think Soca artists should be dropping albums, man.
Yeah, oh, that's another good point. You need to be dropping albums.
EPs, like, do like a four song, five song EP.
Drop that for the year and push the ones that you really want.
Push the absolute shit out of it, you know, and just
get you covered because Bruta had a war. He had a whole EP and he pushed it out. It's like, why can't we be doing that?
Just drop a body of work.
Exactly. This is your body of work for 2023.
Yeah, invest your time in
2024, exactly. So you could say, all right, I know the songs I'm bringing out for the season. I'm bringing out these.
I know the songs I'm bringing out.
That's right. I'm bringing out for the year. This is my music. This is what I want to convey. This is who I am as an artist. This is what I'm doing. You know, you're bringing out a body of work. And you move from there.
Get some music videos too. Get us happening. Yeah.
Get some videos. Let me take one step at a time because my God have mercy. People don't even want to pay the producers or the or the studios. God forbid when it comes to somebody, you know, saying don't to do a whole lyric video. Then we're going to want to pay for that when them see the cost. Yeah, yikes.
And I would say please more and more shows, more festivals. So all the promoters who will be listening to this podcast, you know, Don't be hesitant to integrate, you know, not only a soca show, but have a multi-genre show.
Yeah,
don't be hesitant to integrate that. You know, because at the end of the day, pop music is pop music, and it doesn't matter what genre it is. Once it's popular, it'll be pop music.
True.
So just keep it, you know, keep it flowing and keep the industry booming. Or I'm not going to say booming, because we have a lot of groundwork to do. We really need to put a start into it. We need to start to actually try to change things and influence things, because Cropover is nothing without music. Barbados is nothing without music.
True.
Our biggest artist in the world, our biggest person in the world, started in music.
Mm-hmm.
Because without it, I would say, you know, Barbados doesn't really have much of an identity.
Oof.
And music is one of the things that really shape,
our identity.
The arts, really, because the culinary.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to Casanova. Mm. And, you know, we got culinary, we got the theater, we got so much that we can offer. And if you don't be careful and at least try, you know, we're not gonna have nothing, bro. I wouldn't mind moving away from the competitions.
I think the competition
produces a very level of toxicity that doesn't need to be there.
I agree.
You know, you have to just see music really as what it is. If you want to have a award show at the end of it, I know we tried in the past, but artists shouldn't pigeonhole themselves to, you know, trying to fight over a car.
Right.
Put out the music because you see yourself as an artist, as a musician. And then, you know, let the public, you know, receive you and take you how you are. And, you know, hopefully it works out for you, because there's no success. And success is not guaranteed in anything does.
That's right.
But you have to put yourself best foot forward, man.
And learn and grow through every season.
I would say, man, listen, man, I've said it before in another interview I did with Gaino, like, I tell people, don't be hesitant as an artist to pick up an instrument, learn something.
Yeah.
Learn music theory. As a producer, don't be, I mean, it should be important that you actually do know something about music as a producer. But, you know,
as an artist too, so you know if you're singing in the wrong key,
all these things,
this background vocal in the wrong key, that type of stuff.
Like, these things really do help. And I'm just saying that, yo, just invest in yourself and try your best. But most importantly, don't skip steps.
Yeah, don't try and rush and jump steps.
If you skip steps, you know it's...
You know what I mean? Where the girl is like stretching out from the bottom step, he talks that. Like, you got to do all the work to go up. Because otherwise, stuff is being lost out.
Correct.
And I agree also too on the competition angle. I think competitions can become very toxic. And people only putting out music just to say, I want to win this $100,000 car.
Yeah, forget that, man. Just put out music and then go from there.
It's too much strain on everybody. NCF, everything. It becomes very, for the dancers, the background people, it's too much. So it's just the work.
I understand it's important. I understand it is a part of culture, not only us, but regionally. I understand its importance, but move past it now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, music is a full-time job, not a competition.
Right.
You know, this is not...
That's the way we need to approach it.
You're not trying for first, second, third. There's no first, second, third in music. And you have to move past this whole the myopic view.
So hopefully somebody listens to this and gets something to take away. At least that's my one hope for it. That there's something that people can listen and take away and understand. And
Don't get offended.
Don't get offended, really and truly.
Try to cancel it, man.
And understand, this is just a way to conversation on the orange economy, because crop over is a big economic driver. And then everything else, if you expand it out through the rest of the year, it could be a big economic driver. And we start having to rely solely on tourism. And we could look towards other things that could bring in money on the economy, for the economy, and make things give just a different edge beyond just tourism. Sure. But again, that's a different conversation as well.
But thank you so much for having me, Luke.
Yeah, thank you for joining.
Speaking on your podcast.
Thank you both for joining me. I think we had a blast. It was a very good conversation. Sorry. So I hope people listen and take something away from it, and that we can have, like, let's say 3, 4, 5 years down the line, like, this will be something closer to the standard that people understand. Oh, this is what I was talking about on our podcast. Like,
my closing statement is that we were at this standard before.
True.
Right? You know, I mean, growing up, Edwin and all those Allison.
True, because that's how them get, how big them is.
We were at this standard. So, like, we need to get back there.
Mm-hmm.
We had it before, but it's not to go past it.
Yeah, exactly. And go past it and evolve past that.
Yeah, bring back 2015, man. Because that's actually late soccer.
Hopefully. Well, the signs that we're seeing is that 2023 is going to be a big year. So hopefully it is like 2015 again, but we have to wait and see.
Yeah, we'll have to. Basil D.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. This episode was recorded and produced by Robbie at Nameless Productions.